Hello, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Bill's weekly commentary is coming right up, but first I want to tell you about this week's show, about which we're just all a tingle. LeBron James will return to the Cleveland Cavaliers home court for the first time as a Cav since 2010. We'll talk to a Cleveland sports writer who's not too enamored of royalty to chat. We'll also have a story from Los Angeles on Major League Soccer's decision to axe Chivas USA, and Karen Given will report on the Fall Experimental Football League's plan to create a new feeder system for the NFL. In his commentary this week, Bill has turned his appreciation of the fine play in the 2014 World Series into a role-playing experiment in which he gets inside the mind of a Major League general manager.
If I am the general manager of any of the ball clubs that did not find themselves in the seventh game of the World Series on Wednesday night, I'm wondering where I can find a guy who looks much too adequately fed to be agile and have soft hands at third base, and who also has a quick bat, although he looks too substantial for that, too. I'm thinking it would be especially nice if, after I have found such a fellow, he inspires people to think he is kind of cuddly, like a panda, although it is apparent that he eats a great deal more than bamboo shoots and perhaps also some pie. As a general manager, I think fans showing up at the ballpark wearing gigantic panda heads suggests that what is going on is some very nice marketing indeed, which I would enjoy. If I am such a general manager, I am also wondering, perhaps out loud, even if there is no one listening, where I can locate a young man who looks as if he is just barely old enough to have finished high school, although I do not much care if he has done that, as long as he can throw about 98 miles an hour and put the ball where the catcher wishes him to put it, and where the same batters who have recently scored 11 runs against my team wish it would not be at all, or at least very rarely. If I am one of those general managers, I am also dreaming about outfielders who are so fast that hitting the ball anywhere near them is pointless, and also not particularly near them. I am wondering if any such outfielders would rather be in the burg where I do business instead of in Kansas City, which, although it was featured in a fine song by Wilbur Harrison back when I was a boy, is perhaps not such an attractive setting for stardom as New York might be, or Boston, or Seattle if these outfielders like coffee. Also, if I am one of those general managers, I am reading the newspaper, because I am not one of those very young general managers who would not do that unless the electricity failed and there were no batteries in all the land, or anyway in my desk drawer. I see in the newspaper that Jose Canseco shot his finger off this week, and I remember that once Jose Canseco said, "What I speak out of my mouth is the truth, it burns like fire." And I glance up from the paper at the ceiling, which will have to do since I am in my office and I cannot raise my eyes to the sky, and I hope that the next Jose Canseco does not find himself dressing in a uniform several stories below me. Also, I think, can it really have been 26 years ago that Jose Canseco was the most valuable player? And I think I'd better find that well-padded third baseman and that kid pitcher and at least one of those outfielders sooner rather than later.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find the text and audio there. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at onlyagamenpr. Thanks for listening.